he's a great athlete, and we saw that when we worked him out. You know, we moved him from option-type quarterback to running back. The one thing that he does is, for a smaller back, he runs with great power.
McKinnon blasts him.
Jarrett McKinnon walks into the end zone. All three of his career rushing touchdowns have come against the New York Giants.
He has explosive speed to potentially break the big one. He's a very good receiver out of the backfield, and he's a little bit underrated as what he does in pass protection.
Rick Spielman traded for Sam Bradford 5 weeks ago. What are you appreciating about him through three starts?
Sam fits into this offense. I think the coaches have done a great job.
Bradford steps into a throw. Caught. Touchdown, Kyle Rudolph.
Bradford open on target.
Bradford deep. Throw, man, open.
Bradford has time for the end zone, and Rudolph. Touchdown, Vikings.
He's a very accurate thrower. He does a nice job taking care of the ball. He hasn't had, knock on wood, a turnover to this point. Each week you see him getting more and more comfortable in the offense, and hopefully that will continue as we move along here.
You know, when you talk about training camp battles, intense preseason battles for depth, you know, we hear it, but frequently we don't get a chance to see it. But this year you've had some significant injuries, and the depth on the 2016 Vikings appears to be quality. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I give a lot of credit to our scouts and everything that they do, and also to the coaches. And it has to work hand in hand. We have to go out there and find guys that fit the type of traits that they're looking for. But also these coaches, once they get their hands on them, they continually work with them, especially these young guys, and they develop them. And that's the whole key to this league, I think, is bringing in young talent and developing it. And we had enough depth on this roster where maybe the young guys didn't have to play as early. And so they continue to work with them. And I know as these guys are getting called up and their numbers are getting called to step in, we haven't had a lot of drop-off.
Like Stephon Diggs last year, didn't play the first few games of the season, came in and assisted admirably. Quite honestly, at this stage of the season, he's one of the better receivers in the NFL.
The Vikings are in this game because of Sam Bradford and Stephon Diggs. Those two guys have just dominated this first half.
You got him in the fifth round last year. How did that happen again? Why was he available in the fifth?
A little bit of luck. I know we liked him coming out. He had big play potential. I think the biggest knock on him was his durability. He was going to be able to stay healthy. I had an opportunity to personally see him as a freshman playing against Virginia. He just lit it up as a true freshman, as a kickoff returner, making plays in a passing game. So for whatever reason, he was sitting there in the fifth, and we were very fortunate to grab him there.
What's your working relationship like during the season with head coach Mike Zimmer?
Probably like your working relationship with him doing this show every week.
Holy cow, that means I'd be over here.
No, it's we're communicating daily. Usually, day after the game, I'm sitting in his office at 6 a.m. We go through the tape, talk about personnel, who's doing well, you know, talk about the injuries, how we're going to replace the injuries, and then basically after we get through all the personnel decisions, talk about the game. Then I go off and get ready to do what I have to do during the week and let him go and game plan.
Well, Trey Waynes down here at the bottom against Devontae Adams, one-on-one.
Rodgers throws, and it's intercepted! It is picked off!
Trey Waynes, you just keep fighting. Ray Boss, there you go.
What do you appreciate about Mike's work, not only with the defensive backs, but specifically Trey Waynes?
I think he's done an outstanding job. There's another young guy that we drafted in the first round last year that we have quality depth there, and we don't have to force these guys into the starting lineup or into a rotation until they feel that he's ready.
Time for Newton going deep. Intercepted. It's a Viking takeaway for Trey Waynes.
Waynes has played more in the first 4 weeks than he played all of last season. Nice work.
Trey played a lot towards the end of the year last year. You know, I had a big interception in that Seattle playoff game. And you see in how he's playing through these first four games, he's just grown so much, not only from the techniques that are being taught on the field, but just him as an individual. We're very fortunate to have the coaching staff that we have that develop these guys, but they're also very patient, and I fully trust they know when is the right time to put them in a game.
Who's your favorite announcer in the NFL?
Besides my brother.
Jeez, holy cow, Chris Spielman. Okay, TV's done.